It's just a matter of time. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News, until Russian forces begin an attack on Ukraine, according to U.S. intelligence.
A senior U.S. defense official tells me the weight of evidence points to the strong possibility of a significant invasion in the coming days, with Kyiv in the sights of the Russian military. About 40 to 50% of Vladimir Putin's troops have moved into attack positions, meaning within striking distance of the Ukraine border. They have left the barracks. The destabilization campaign that we've been told would precede a large-scale invasion for several days has begun.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin at the Pentagon. President Biden saying Friday Russia can still choose diplomacy, but they don't expect it.
The United States and our allies and partners will support the Ukrainian people. We will hold Russia accountable for its actions.
Now, a Russian-backed separatist leader in eastern Ukraine has ordered a full military mobilization. The Biden administration also warning the U.S. could be the target of Russian cyber attacks.
Ann Neuberger, the White House's chief cyber official, said at a briefing Friday,
"We believe that the Russian government is responsible for wide-scale cyber attacks on Ukrainian banks this week."
She says high volumes of communications were transmitted from Russia to Ukrainian IP addresses, essentially clogging the works. And Fox has confirmed U.S. officials have met with top bosses at banks like Wells Fargo, Citigroup, and more to review what tactics Russia could use and to give warnings on Russian cyber activity. Neuberger said those officials have been sharing sensitive information and encouraging the private sector to do what they can to lock their digital doors.
Fox's Jill Nato in Washington. A federal judge is allowing civil lawsuits filed against former President Trump over the January 2021 incursion at the U.S. Capitol to go forward, rejecting arguments that what the president said at a rally that day was protected free speech. America is listening to Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow Podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Canada Friday began its crackdown on the truckers' protest in Ottawa.
Hundreds of police officers moved in on protesters in Ottawa, towing trucks that have occupied the city for the past 3 weeks. It's the first time in nearly a month that police have outnumbered the Freedom Convoy. Heavily armed officers from agencies across the country have made dozens of arrests near Parliament. Law enforcement on horseback patrolling the crowd, going face to face with demonstrators who have been refusing to leave until the Prime Minister removes COVID-19 restrictions. Law enforcement urging protesters to leave or face arrest, but some of them say they're not going anywhere, even singing Canada's national anthem as they're handcuffed and led away.
Fox's Alexis McAdams in Ottawa. The city of Boston has lifted its requirement for proof of vaccination at indoor public spaces like bars and restaurants, but masks are still required. But another state has lifted its mask mandate.
New Mexico's Democrat governor, the latest to announce an end to mask mandates following many other states. 38 states have now lifted most major restrictions. And of those that haven't, most are in the process of doing so. Even ever-cautious California is moving on, albeit slowly. Outdoor masks. Mask mandates have been lifted almost everywhere. Indoor mask mandates are also falling. And masking for students at schools, among the most contentious of COVID issues, is changing too. Connecticut will allow students and teachers to be unmasked by the end of the month. New Jersey will do the same from March 7th. Delaware and Oregon plan to lift their school mask mandates at the end of March.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt. The search for an actress who'd been missing in Los Angeles since Sunday has ended tragically. The L.A. County Sheriff's Office says they found the body of 43-year-old Lindsay Perlman. The cause of her death not known yet. She'd most recently appeared on General Hospital. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.